Greneman, who is Chief Operating Officer of the University Club of MSU and Chair of the Dapper Dads event for Sparrow Foundation. Good evening, Karen. How are you?
I'm just great, Cheryl. Thank you.
Well, I'm pleased to be with you tonight. This is one of those great events in downtown Lansing, isn't it?
This is just an awesome event. This is our second annual event. We debuted this event last June, right before Father's Day. It's a great event to kick off the Father's Day holiday, and it was so successful, it has become an annual.
Well, and it's a huge event. The event is held at Kosacek's Menswear. Gosh, I mean, what can we say about Kosacek's? It is downtown Lansing for a lot of folks, and all the best dressed go there, don't they?
Absolutely, a phenomenal partner in our community.
Well, it certainly is. And let's get some of the numbers out of the way off the top. The event is tomorrow night, June 9th.
Correct.
It starts at 5:30 with a wine and cheese reception, and then the fashion show begins, and this is where the Dapper Dads come in. Tell folks who are going tomorrow night what they'll be seeing.
Well, we have 34 prominent men from our community who are competing for the title of Lansing's Most Dapper. And they are going to earn this title by getting votes. And a vote is a $5 tax-deductible donation to the Sparrow Foundation. And these wonderful gentlemen are competing vigorously to get that title. So far, we have over 16,000 votes for these 34 men, and I think it's accurate to call it a voting frenzy right now, Cheryl.
So can the voting still go on?
Right now, the online voting closed today at 5 o'clock, but we want everyone to know that if you want to vote for one of these folks, you can either call the Sparrow Foundation and do it over the phone with a credit card. That number is 517-364-5680. Or we encourage everyone to come to the event. We are going to just pack Kosacek's with an audience. We have expanded the store with a tent that will take it out onto the plaza downtown on North Washington Avenue. And you can vote by putting $5 bills in their vote bucket all throughout the evening. Then when the fashion show is over, about 7:30, we will do a quick tally of the vote and announce our winners. And Cheryl, we're real excited that this year we will not only have our top three winners, but we are going to publish a Dapper Dads calendar. That'll be a 2012 Dapper Dads calendar featuring the top 12 vote getters.
Oh, my gosh. That adds a whole nother fun element to this, Karen.
It sure does. So each of these guys, you know, that one of them will be Mr. June and Mr. October. It'll just be great fun.
Oh, my goodness. Is my math right? You said there were 16,000 votes so far at $5 mm-hmm. a vote. We're at about $80,000.
We are over $80,000 right now.
This is spectacular.
It's a great one.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I think it's important to note who the beneficiary of this is. This event is put on by the Women Working Wonders Committee of the Sparrow Foundation, and this is an absolutely dynamic group of women who are dedicated to raising money and providing programs and sponsoring equipment and so on that will benefit the health of women in the mid-Michigan area. So we have bought state-of-the-art equipment for Sparrow. We have provided a sexual assault nurse examiner room in the Sparrow Emergency Department. We are remodeling the bereavement room in the labor and delivery unit. We're funding an endowment for the Sparrow Transition, the Sparrow Hospice Transition Program. We've even published heart cards that are little wallet-sized cards for women that outline the symptoms and signs of heart attacks and strokes. We're just doing all kinds of creative things and have raised. We're getting pretty close to $1 million in our short lifespan of about 9 years, and just so grateful for the community's support.
Well, it's an amazing organization, and boy, you just did a great job of covering all of the things that you do. It's so important for groups like this because a hospital unit or a health system can't do everything on their own. So having groups like this who are willing to devote the time, the energy, and their individual expertise like Women Working Wonders is pretty extraordinary.
It's wonderful. And I just want everyone to know that your votes are tax deductible, your your ticket purchase. It's only $25 to come. We'll have wine, beer, soda, water, as well as wonderful hors d'oeuvres provided by the University Club of Michigan State, and just some great food. And just we're expecting hundreds of people at the event tomorrow night.
Well, and it looks as well, Karen, like the weather is going to break for us. It's supposed to be one of those perfect summer days, 80 during the day and then cool off.
Oh, we're hoping the rain holds off, but it won't bother us either way because we have a tent and we even have valet parking. So we've got some wonderful folks who are going to be helping people with their cars and making it really easy for folks to come.
So the online voting is over with, but you can still make the phone calls. And I assume, can we also still purchase tickets for the event?
Absolutely. You can, again, call the Sparrow Foundation at 364-5680. Or you can come and buy a ticket at the door.
Well, that's absolutely perfect. Now, there's a great MC that a lot of folks in the mid-Michigan area will know, of course.
Well, we have two fabulous MCs. Stella Cash, who's the interim executive director of the Sparrow Foundation, will be co-hosting along with our wonderful Susie Merchant, who's the head coach of the MSU women's basketball team. And they just make a dynamic duo. They will be having a lot of fun with this. Kozacek is providing all the runway chatter and appropriate music for each of our models, who will be wearing a vast array of everything from summer casual to the spiffiest of suits. And just a big hats off to Dave Kozacek and Matt McLeod at Kozacek's, who've just done an amazing job working with this committee and attending every one of our meetings and sponsoring this event. We've got help also from Lights On Studio, who's going to be photographing all of our models and doing our work for our calendar. And we have the Doo-Wops performing, which will be great
fun. Oh, they're amazing.
They are amazing. They will be performing two sets, one to entertain our guests during the reception, and then they'll be back on again. While we do that last-minute vote tallying and get ready to make the big announcement at the end, we'll be hearing a little more music from the Doo-Wop. So we're awfully grateful to them as well.
Well, and what's so fun about this is a lot of these folks, of course, the dapper dads who are competing are familiar faces around, but they get up on a stage and the music gets going and they're dressed perhaps not like they're normally dressed, and all kinds of things can happen. They take on some personalities, I think.
They sure do. One of the highlights last year was when Glenn Granger tackled Jason Colthorpe. So, you know, folks need to understand that this is a wide array of business CEOs. We have Pat McFarland from the credit union, MSU Federal Credit Union. We have Briggs Sorber from Two Men in a Truck. We've got Glenn Granger from Granger Construction. Ken Stewart from Jackson National Life Insurance. We've got folks, we've got attorneys, doctors, folks from the MSU athletics department, just a great variety of good sports who are going to strut their stuff tomorrow night, all for the Sparrow Foundation and Women Working Wonders.
And Jason Colthorpe is brave enough to come back again.
He is, and I don't know what the agreement between Glenn and Jason is, but I think, you know, I'm not sure whether we'll have a repeat of last year or whether they've got something new up their sleeve, but I'm sure it'll be a great show.
It will be entertaining. Well, Karen, I can't thank you enough for telling us about it, because we wanted to make sure folks know it is not too late to either vote or to grab a ticket for one of the great events in downtown Lansing. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking